right. Good morning. Today we are here with the Goose Lake Prairie Partners with Char McDade and Jackie Martin. You guys also have a special guest with you today. You have Competitive Power Ventures, otherwise known as CPV. And we have Mike Bruno, the director. How you doing, Mike?
Very good. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you guys could come out. We're here to talk about the Cabin Festival coming up and also the Cabin Rebuild. So you guys, Jackie, why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
The Goose Lake Prairie Partners every year puts on several educational events, of which Cabin Festival is done on the first Saturday in June. So June 1st for this year.
Okay.
CPV has been our sponsor for the last 3 years and now the fourth year. And we're looking forward to having it again because the cabin is the central historical portion of this event.
Yes. How old is the cabin?
This latest cabin, I mean, obviously it's a replication. So it is probably about 40 years old.
Okay, and this is the Crag Cabin, correct?
That's correct. It's called the Crag Cabin.
Okay. And I think it wasn't it originally in the 1800s built, the original one?
Yes. In the 1800s, it was built on a location near the Mazan River.
Excellent. So this is a rebuild. And I hear that CPV has instrumental funds that they've given to you guys for this rebuild.
That's right. So CPV has stepped up and made a sponsorship of the rebuild for the cabin of $5,000. Goose Lake Prairie Partners have been a great supporter of our project since we came to town more than 4 years ago. It's been a pleasure to support the Cabin Festival on an annual basis and see how many folks from the community come out to celebrate the cabin each year. So when we heard that the cabin was in need of a rebuild, we certainly wanted to support those efforts and do what we can to help make sure that there's a cabin on site for years to come.
What a great, generous gift you guys did as well. Jackie, where are you guys at on your giving level for this rebuild?
Currently, we're at 52%.
Okay.
We started last September, so we're very excited to be at 52%, but we still have a long way to go before we can actually erect the cabin out at the Goose Lake Prairie State Natural Area.
What is your goal at?
Our goal
to reach, yes.
Okay, our goal to reach is 56,500.
Okay, so you're a little bit halfway over.
Yes, and we're almost up to 30,000.
Okay, wonderful. How long would it take when you guys do reach that goal?
We're thinking probably 6 to 8 months. Obviously, things are currently progressing. We've purchased the logs, and Todd Daggett is our builder. And anyone who knows Todd from the Log Cabin Festival knows that he's very historical in his building, and he's now in the process of preparing the logs.
Wonderful. So I'm here with CPV. Not everybody knows what you guys do. Mike, can you tell us a little bit more about CPV and how you guys are progressing, 'cause as you come into the community as well?
Sure. Well, CPV, Competitive Power Ventures, is a national power company. One of our core businesses is to develop new power projects all across the country. Locally, we have our Three Rivers Energy Center, which is a project that's being developed. It's a combined cycle, very efficient technology that will produce 1,250 megawatts of new clean power for Illinois and for Grundy County. We started development about 4 years ago. It's quite a lengthy process to go through all the permitting and get all the approvals required to construct a facility like this. But we're nearing the end of the development cycle in the process of raising the financing. It's more than $1 billion to construct this facility.
Wow.
So we're pulling together the financing and hoping to start construction later this year.
Now, with this facility that you guys have, how many homes is that approximately that you guys are going to be able to?
About 1.2 million homes.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really amazing. And you guys are located right in Goose Prairie Township, correct?
We are. We're actually a neighbor to the state park. So there is some natural synergies there, and we're happy to have formed a partnership very early on with the Prairie Partners.
I was going to say, that's why you guys are there, and that's awesome that they can help out with your project, you guys. And you guys are on target to have your Cabin Fest coming up on June 1st. What kind of things can people expect if they go?
When they come, we're hoping, that's going to say that they can bring their whole family, because we're, as we said, for the family. Everything is free. They'll also meet, that's going to say, representatives from CPV, and they can ask them any questions they want. And we have, that's going to say, all of our reenactors will be there. And if you want to feed the family, we also are going to be selling bison burgers and other sandwiches and hot dogs. And there's going to be, Craig's Cabin will be open. And this is the cabin that is, you know, in need of repair, but you will be able to walk through it. And one of our Prairie Partners will tell you the history of it. And you'll be able to see Dulcimer, you know, play her instrument. And there'll be weaving, and there'll be a blacksmith, and there'll be, that didn't say, going back in time, many reenactors. And that didn't say, it's, we're just going to have a wonderful day, and we would love to have you come from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Goose Lake Prairie State Natural Area at 5010 North Jugtown Road in Morris, Illinois.
Great. Well, now, if anybody is hearing this for the first time and they'd like to know about the Goose Lake Prairie Partners, maybe they want to volunteer, maybe they'd like to give money towards this rebuild of the cabin, how would they get a hold of you guys?
We have several ways. Obviously, you can call the park and they'll direct you, but we have a website, gooselakeprairie.org, and on that site you will find a link that you can donate through PayPal, Facebook, or where to just send a check to the park in order to support our efforts.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in, sharing the generous donation again from CPV and about the upcoming Cabin Fest. I think we'll have to head out there and try one of those bison burgers and check out the cabin. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.